Welcome to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Welcome to episode 13. I'm your host, Mars, and I'm so happy to have Lindy back. Hi, Lindy. Yay.
Hey, Mars. And I'm your host, Lindy. Good to see you.
So good to see you. So great to hear your voice without a raspy cough. We missed you last week.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I feel so much better. Thank you so much for flying solo on episode number 12. It was awesome. I loved editing it. I was laughing the whole time. So thank you so much for being the perfect version of yourself. Thank you for that.
I'm always happy to be the class clown for you and for our listeners.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, we have a great topic for you today. We're going to be talking all about focus. And Lindy came up with our clever title of Hocus Focus. So I can't wait to dig in there. And before we do, we just want to remind our listeners, be sure that you are rating the podcast, giving us your reviews, or writing in your questions at iamshiftable@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you as far as what your struggles are, or maybe how this podcast has helped shift you into a different space with your meditation practice. So let us know how things are going. You can also write in to us if you are curious about expanding your meditation practice on a one-on-one basis. Lindy and I both offer coaching. We can help come up with a plan. We can get together with you to give you guided meditations one-on-one. Whatever it is that you are interested in, we are here for you. So write us in if you're curious about that as well. Thank you. So let's dig in. Lindy, let's talk about focus. What's this hocus focus all about?
It seems like it's ever fleeting, our level of concentration, right? So I just kind of did a little play on the title of focus. And it has a lot to do with, you know how everything is like ADD or ADHD or HGTV or whatever these acronyms, these confusing acronyms that they have out there. Why would you even want to sign up for that or agree to something less than what your divine nature is? So it's so beautiful to see unfoldings happening within yourself. And then when you're able to witness other people say something limiting like that, you get to understand, oh, you have such a beautiful opportunity right now to just step back and find out, well, what about this right now am I distracted about? Because I know we've talked about it in past podcasts. I know I talked about it in episode number 2 in my podcast, that you get good at what you continually practice. And if we're practicing this idea of being distracted, guess what? We are distracted even more. How do we back off of that a little bit, and how do we focus? When I was growing up, I felt like I was distracted. They put me into karate, and I felt that really helped me focus. But no one teaches how to focus. They say, Lindy, you know, concentrate. Well, how do you do that? No one knows how. So it's this beautiful thing of course, meditation that teaches us how to focus or how to meditate. And it's sharpening our tool of understanding of how we can focus on one single focal point. And when we get distracted on that point, come back to that. Just like having a conversation with somebody. You know, you can be having a conversation with your husband, maybe in a restaurant, and there's a lot of things happening maybe in the restaurant, but maintaining eye contact with him and having a conversation, regardless of what is happening around you, and just staying focused. And then you'll notice, like, if your mind gets distracted to someone, maybe that someone walked in the restaurant, bring it back. Mm-hmm. You know, staying right there, present with who you are with. So that's pretty much with, you know, with anything, just coming, bringing it back. That's how you get better. Mm-hmm. You get a little sidetracked, you just bring it right back.
Yes. And meditation helps with being purposeful with that focus too. So we were talking about Tony Robbins. We've talked about Tony Robbins in our episodes past because he's one of my personal heroes and mentors or gurus, if we should use such a big word. And he says that where focus goes, energy flows. And that's another one of those life secrets, is one of hidden in plain sight secrets, that we forget that we do have the power to create our own reality, and we can do so with our focus. So many of us start our days with a race against the clock. And I thought that I had escaped such a thing. And now that the boys are in school, we do the same thing. The alarm goes off in the morning. We've got a certain number of things we need to do, getting them ready, brushing their teeth, getting them dressed, fixing their lunch, making sure they have everything in their pack for the day, hopping in the car in time that we don't miss the bell in the morning. I mean, there's, if you're not careful, the morning can just sweep you away like a wave that comes crashing into you. And next thing you know, you're soaking, drenched, and covered in sand with your day. And so we have the power to start our day with a focus. We can ask ourselves questions like, what emotion do I want to experience today? How do I want to show up in the world? Just giving yourself a couple of minutes in the morning to set that focus up for the day versus having that ADD of your head in the clouds with your to-do list and all the things that are happening all around you and all the distractions. You can actually get ahead of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that whole idea of multitasking to me is so not empowering, because it sets you up for failure. You're tasked to do all these things simultaneously, and you're lucky if you can get one or two of them done. And then you're behind the eight ball because you can't get even those two done because you're not being able to focus on one of them. So it's this whole idea of, oh, we're always like struggling to keep up, to catch up, to I got to do more. And it just breeds more of this like anxiety running underneath us. Right?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that, because as you were talking, I noticed my heart started beating a little bit faster and my palms started getting a little sweaty just thinking about all the things that are expected of us.
Yeah, it's crazy. And and we're just having a conversation. So what are people experiencing on a day-to-day basis when they have a laundry list of things to do for work, this multitasking list of things to do? What are they experiencing? How is that breaking down the nervous system on a daily basis?
It is. Yeah. And if you're not aware and you're not present, all these things are happening in your body. And as we ignore them, they build up into dis-ease, emotional sickness,
being unwell. Emotional unrest.
Unrest. Thank you. That's the word I was going for.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So what do we do, Lindy? How do we cure this?
Well, I mean, it all goes back to still meditation, you know, and creating a practice for yourself. Outside of those things that you can do with, say, your partner, that you're having a conversation and you want to give them your undivided attention and respect. When someone's speaking to you, we want to be heard when we're speaking to someone else, isn't it? And the same thing is having that connection, that start practicing with when you're having conversation with somebody, giving them your undivided attention, undivided. Mm-hmm. Connect with the person, speak with them, look at them in their eyes, you know, and pause, let them say their whole sentence before interrupting, you know, and just breathing through, even though because we're so wired on running so hard all the time, we feel like we have to, as soon as someone says something, we have to say something in contrary or in comment or what have you. And it's okay to have space between conversations.
It's so funny that you say that. It just made me think about yesterday. My parents are in town visiting, and yesterday I took them to this macadamia nut farm here. And we met the owner, and he sat with us, and we had this beautiful conversation. And the owner was also sharing some dirty jokes. And my dad loves jokes. He loves to tell them, but he's really bad at it. And here's why. Because when he's having conversation, he gets up in his head and he starts thinking about, how do I line up this joke? Let me make sure I remember how to get to the punchline. And then he ends up missing the entire beauty of the dance of conversation because he's so in his head, bless his heart. Bless his heart. He's so in his head trying to remember his joke. And he even told me when we were getting up to say our goodbyes, he comes over and he whispers to me, he's like, oh, I got this joke I need to tell him. And you could see him in his head as they're saying goodbye. It's almost like he couldn't be present because he was so up here just trying to remember, how's this joke going to go? I love you, Pop, if you're listening.
I know. I just had this conversation with someone, too, a couple of days ago. They were asking me, like, "How?" We're on the phone, and so she was saying something like, "What?" It seems like there's such lag in conversation. Like, there's not a, like, well, I'll say something, you'll say something, and then there's, like, silence. It seems uneasy to me to have so much silence on the telephone. And I was confused by that a little bit, because I was trying to explain that we just got done saying something in this conversation, and then I find myself in silence because I'm feeling into what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, you must stop talking, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. You know how you have like a best friend, or you could be sitting at dinner. Maybe you have this relationship with your husband. You don't have to speak. You can just sit in the presence of each other and just enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy the stillness. We don't have to be so hurried and just say something or fill the air with conversation when we can just be. Our natural state of being, and it is in our makeup. We are human beings. Our natural state is being. Mm-hmm. But we have turned into a society of human doings.
Yeah.
And it's going to wreck us because we cannot continue to operate on such a fast pace in our nervous system. We can't. We're not designed in that way. And thankfully, we have this tool that has been around for thousands and thousands of years from sages. It's meditation tools, and there's so many of them. So we're going to introduce Trithaka, which is candle gazing meditation for today. So we're so happy to be able to offer this. It allows you to keep your eyes open and gazing at the candle tip. The training part of that guided meditation is keeping the eyes still on the flame where the tip of the wick is. So we're so happy to offer that meditation today. It's going to help with focus because the eyes, it's going to keep the eyes still, but still on one single focal point. Most meditation that we talk about, what we've done here, have been all with your eyes closed and relaxed, but you are relaxed. But your eyes are gazing at the candle, one single focal point, and you'll see what happens with your eyes. After a while, you'll start to tear, and many, many things can happen during this meditation, but it's also cleansing. So we're so happy to offer that.
Yeah, we're pulling out the big guns for this one. I remember we had one of our students that we studied with in India ask about this meditation, and it was almost like Shiva, our guru who we studied with, froze up, and he said, this is a very powerful meditation. This is one that you need to be very careful with because of the growth, the shifting that can come from this meditation. So enjoy. You're welcome. Be careful. What other disclaimers can we put on this one for today?
Yes, just allow yourself to be with it because it's mm-hmm. one of those things with your eyes. You'll feel your eyes tear up and you won't know really exactly mm-hmm. what to do with that. Just allow your eyes to rest and relax. If your eyes tear, mm-hmm. just, you know, maybe have a tissue available and just, you know, allow mm-hmm. them to cleanse.
Ooh, novice question here for our mm-hmm. listeners who haven't tried this one before. Can listeners use an artificial candle? You know, have you seen those that you flip on the switch and they're a fake, or even like the apps that you use at concerts that's just the flame on your phone? You know what I'm talking about? People use
yes.
it at concerts.
If you have nothing else and except, you know, your phone or something, use that.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to use a candle. Have the lights completely out or very, very dim. So there's mm-hmm. no other major light in the room except for the candle. And you'll see where the tip of the wick is and where the blue is. And you're going to be wanting to focus there. And some of those little votive candles that think that's what you're talking about, they don't really have the color where the flame is live, right? And then also mm-hmm. make sure that there's no draft in the room. So the flame is really super still. So you can just focus on the stillness of the candle. Those other ones are kind of like, you know, like they're made to have automated movement.
Okay.
So when you practice with a regular candle, as still as possible, focus on the edge of the tip of the of the wick right where the color is and be there with that space.
Mm, great. Thank you. Ooh, I'm so excited. Write us in. Tell us how this goes. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Ooh, beware. How perfect is it that we're doing episode 13 with this meditation too?
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. We're going to be diving deeper and deeper. So buckle up, Buttercup. We're going to go for a ride. So
we're shifting. We are shifting.
Yes, we are. One meditation at a time.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Lindy, thank you for putting this meditation together for us today. Anything else that listeners need to know before we wrap up our chat for this episode?
No, anything else we can just add in the show notes, but I'll explain things as I'm going through the guided meditation. So we're all good.
Great. Well, thank you for choosing to shift with us today. We appreciate you listening. Again, be sure to leave us your ratings and reviews and hop on over to patreon.com/shiftable. If you're loving what you're hearing, let us know. Show us the love over on Patreon as well.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep shifting.
Keep shifting. Chitaka, candle gazing meditation. Most meditation is done with your eyes closed, focusing attention inward. Chitaka is a different type of meditation, where you keep your eyes open and focused on a small point or object. For our purposes here today in this meditation, we will use a candle. Your attention is focused on the flame or just between the wick and the flame. Candle gazing meditation helps bring energy to the third eye energy center and can increase concentration and improve memory. Other benefits may include improved eyesight, alleviates insomnia, headaches, depression, anxiety, fatigue, removes stress, calms the mind, and above all, brings inner peace. Through consistent Chitaka meditation, you can find an increased state of awareness, which can hone your attention and focus. Because this meditation is done with your eyes open, it's a great option for people who have trouble with a wandering mind. By concentrating on a physical object, it can be easier to stay focused. When your gaze is focused on the flame of the candle, you see nothing else. This allows your mind to fully focus on the candle as everything else in the room fades away from your awareness. At the same time, any thoughts or distractions will also fade away. Make sure you're wearing comfortable clothing and the room is a comfortable temperature. Let's begin. Choose a quiet and dark space where you will not be disturbed. Sit on the floor or a cushion or a chair, so you're sitting up straight and remain completely still while meditating. Place a candle about 2 feet away at eye level. If you wear glasses, remove your glasses and place a candle where the candle wick is visually comfortable. Softly begin to focus on the top end of the wick of the candle. As you gaze at the candle, breathe. Focus on the sensation of light flowing into you with each inhalation. Keep your eyes relaxed while fixing your gaze on the wick and try not to blink. As time passes, the room around you will fade until your only awareness is the flame. At first, it may be difficult to keep your eyes open for long without blinking. Try to relax the eyes as much as possible and try to keep them open. When you can no longer keep the eyes open without strain, slowly and gently close them. You may find that your eyes are tearing. Allow your eyes to flow and cleanse. When you are ready, begin to focus on the tip of the wick again and allow it to be the main focus of your mind. Hold your eyes steady, even if you feel distracted. Your eyes may begin to water, but hold steady and the sensation will pass. If you blink or get distracted, just return your attention to the flame by keeping the gaze constant for some time. Enjoy the sensations. Enjoy a gentle smile on your face. Enjoy this moment just as it is. Once you start tearing, close your eyes and try to visualize the inner image of the flame between your eyebrows. If you don't see the image of the flame, don't be disappointed. You should start seeing it with practice. Keep the eyes closed for as long as you see the inner image. Then, when you are ready, begin the candle gaze again. Softly breathe in and softly breathe out. Let us continue with this meditation in this way, at your own pace, closing your eyes as needed. Keep a gentle, soft smile on the face and enjoy the gentle gaze of the candle.
It is time to release the gaze of the candle. Gently close your eyes. Allowing your eyes to tear if they are tearing. And notice any other sensations. Keeping your eyes closed, lie down. And allow the body and the mind to rest. Just as it is, just where you are. Chautauqua meditation is best practiced in the evening, just before bedtime. At this time, if it guides you, lay down. Rest. Thank you so much for joining us in this guided meditation series. Namaste.
Chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAMShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAMShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.